One vision of the future impact of ag technology, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The advent of artificial intelligence has created a climate of both hope and fear in the ag community. Aaron Yoder is with the Central State Center for Agricultural Safety and Health.
Figuring out how to use the technology and how to help it, give us some time off because we're using it, but using it efficiently. I know enough from using ChatGPT that computers aren't going to take over the world. They're not going to replace us anytime soon. But what Nebraska is using as a marketing slogan for their AI classes is AI won't replace you, but somebody that knows how to use it will.
Says Yoder, humans will still be needed.
The interpretation of information that we get, automated systems aren't real good at that. So we still need people and our thinking skills to help manage those automated or those new technology type systems.
Yoder says AI is still pretty new, so it'll take some getting used to, some adjustment as it evolves.
Once we get beyond the learning curve of the technology, it can make our jobs easier and we can figure out how to use it to reduce those stress levels, but it takes some time for that. It's like when we still had to set our parents' VCR time that was flashing on noon or whatever.
I guess humans will still be needed for the foreseeable future, if nothing else, to provide non-artificial intelligence. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.